The following program may contain language that is not suitable for a younger audience. So, if you get easily offended by and lots of, then you might want to consider a different podcast.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as per always. Welcome back. My God, it has been a hot minute since I have been in this very chair. It's been a month. My God, has it been a month already? Jeepers. My God. Thank you everyone for sticking around. We greatly appreciate it. We are back and we have decided to do a special episode for our return. No, we're not talking about the news this week because the news this week, to sum it up in perspective, is very, very, very negative. And, you know, I mean, that comes and goes in waves, I guess, but, you know, this week particularly, whoa, that started playing, I did not want that to start playing, okay, cool, very negative in nature, and, yeah, we're not about it here, we like to keep things positive here on the Junk Live Radio Show, and we've had this special plan for about 2 weeks now anyway, so it just coincided with it. We did this a couple of months ago. We did a 1980s special of the Generic Live Show. So we've decided to do it again, but we're doing it in a decade that is more sort of relevant to us. We are doing the 1990s. We are talking all things 1990s today. You know, 1990 through 1999. The decade of the ages, apparently, because 1990 is like 30 years ago now, which is kind of scary to think about in this 2020 age that we live in now, the 2020s, in 2021 of this year, of course. But yeah, no, it's weird to think that it's nearly 30 years ago, was 1990. Strange. Alright, but we are going to be looking at some of the major events that happened through that and celebrating the music of the 1990s. Right here on the Junk Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Thank you so much for joining us and sticking around. We'll be back to a regular show next time. I don't want to say next week, but we'll say next time we'll have a regular show for you because I've got a heap of stuff to catch up on and we need to get that rolling. We're going to get this episode rolling, however. We are going to be playing a song now from the 1990s and then we're going to start the 1990s decade, right at the beginning, 1990. This is inspired, of course, and I have to play this bumper. This, of course, is inspired by this right here. Where'd it go? It was just literally just on my screen. Where did it go? Oh no, I lost it. Where did I park my car? Oh no. Where did it go? Ah! Alright, it's coming. A little segment we like to call, what? Yeah, we like to call. Okay, well, apparently VLC crashed, so that's very helpful. It's called, this is not my show, or is it? 1941, 1722, 7004, 1801. Is it the same as you remember? Same as it ever was. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. Improv, thanks for joining us here on the Junk Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Love is all around. Wet, wet, wet there on the Junk Live Radio Show. For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. That was released in 1994 for the motion pictures Four Weddings and a Funeral. There you go. Oh, no, Sunday with Dale Gamble here with you. Hey, we've got a little treat for those people who love this music bumper. We're doing the Same As You Remember, Same As It Ever Was show. We did it a couple of months ago. We did the 80s, now we're doing the 90s. And a show we like to call...
This is not my show! Or is it?
I forget. I can't remember.
1974, 1981, 2002, 2001, 1941, 704. Is it the same as you remember? Or is it the same as it ever was?
That's right. Oh, yeah, to apologize, the audio was very, very, very low there because I haven't cranked it on my end. You know, I don't do this. I don't do this for a month and the show's a mess. I mean, I did it weekly and the show was a mess. So, you know, what else is new? But anyway, it's a Sunday. Happy Sunday, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you, as always. All right, 1990 is the first year, and 1990 was an historic year. On February 11th, 1990, Nelson Mandela was released after 27 years of imprisonment in South Africa. On April 25th, Hubble Space Telescope is planted into orbit by Space Shuttle Discovery. 29th, Wrecking Cranes began tearing down the Berlin Wall. Wow, that was in 1990? I thought that was earlier than that. Yeah, what do I know? May 20th, Hubble Space Telescope sends its first photographs from space. Damn. On June 21st, 7.7 Manjushri earthquake with hundreds of aftershocks hits Iran. I think about 50,000? Yikes. June 2nd, 1,426 pilgrims trampled to death after a panic in a tunnel in Saudi Arabia. Damn. August 7th, US deploys troops to Saudi Arabia, beginning Operation Desert Shield. Interesting. On August 25th, UN Security Council authorizes military action against Iraq. On September 20th, both East and West Germany ratify unification. They now have peace. They now have one peace. Anyway, reunification of East and West Germany on October 3rd is official in 1990. Damn, there you go. December 9th, Leah Wessler wins Poland's first direct presidential election in Poland. And on December 22nd, she has been sworn in as president of Poland's first popularly elected president. There you go. In film and television, on February 21st, the Batman theme by Danny Elfman wins Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Composition at the 22nd Annual Grammy Awards. On April 8th, Twin Peaks, created by David Lynch starring Kyle MacLachlan, premieres on ABC. That actually surprised me. 1990. I actually like Twin Peaks. That's a controversial opinion, right? That I like Twin Peaks. Sure. April 15th, learn to read, In Living Color premieres on Fox. Now, I remember more of Twin Peaks than what I do of In Living Color. Is that fair? That's fair. In music, Mariah Carey's debut album Mariah Carey was released for Mariah Carey. I'm just kidding. On July 7th, that was slamming doors today, and it's irritating. The first 3 tenors concert at Baths in Rome. Oh. In Baths in Rome. The 3 tenors in Baths in Rome. Sure. On November 19th, hey, pop duo Milli Vanilli are stripped of their Grammy Award after learning they did not sing their own song. What? controversy at the 1990 Grammy Awards. Someone didn't sing their own song, but they still won a Grammy for it. I love that. All right, we're going to speed run through these. 1990 in sport. January 21, John McGorry becomes the first ever player expelled from the Australian Open. Damn. On March 30th, Jack Nicklaus makes his debut on the Senior PGA Tour with a 71-1 in the first round at the Magician Desert Mountain, and no one cares. On May 18th, Edmonton right wing Jari Kurri sets a record for the Stanley Cup Games, winning 3 goals and 2 assists in this in a 7-2 win at Boston Garden. 7-2 for a soccer game. Yikes. And on July 7th, Wimbledon women's tennis, Marta Navratilova. This is going to be great. I feel like there's going to be a mashup of me mispronouncing people's names that are coming out of this episode, but hey, you never know. Records her 9th Wimbledon singles title, beating American Zena Garson 6-4, 6-1. And did you know the world's first female Diocesan Anglican bishop, Dr. Penny Jameson, was appointed in New Zealand? There you go. Margot Robbie, Liam Hemsworth, Christian Stewart, Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Watson, and Bethany Hamilton, all big stars today, were all born in 1990. There you go. They're all like 30, so that makes sense. As we continue here on the Drunk Life Radio Show, there's your wrap. There's your quick fire wrap up of 1990. Next up, we've got 1991. So stay tuned. For right after this, we're going to celebrate more music of the 90s. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
For non-blondes, what's up on the Generic Live Radio Show? For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. That is from the 1992. Let's say it was released in 1993, even though it says it's from the 1992 debut album. Sure, that makes sense. It's 90s. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on the Drunk Live Radio Show. For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Today, we are celebrating the 90s. We are here. We are back in the chair. We've had a month off. We do apologize for that. Unfortunately, we've had a few things pop up here at HQ. We've just been so flat out. I've started a new job, and it's consuming all of my time. But thank you, everyone, for sticking by and being so patient. We are coming back to regular shows. We've got so much to catch you up on. It is not even funny, but we are doing a special episode. A couple of months ago, we did 1980s. We're doing 1990s now. Also, people are going to be enjoying that 1990 show, because I don't think the 80 show is up on the podcast feed. So that was only a radio exclusive. So if you do, we do this live. Normally we do it live on Sundays at 10 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. We are doing it a bit earlier because I've got a lot on my plate today. Mainly because I've got filming right after this, and then I am going to a work event later on today, so we pushed it forward a little bit. But thank you for sticking by. Yes, this means nothing for the podcast people, but if you do want to tune in live, stationhead.com is where you can find all of the details. I am at Dale Campbell, DaleCampbell, 1991 time, people. Important events that happened in 1991. Operation Desert Storm begins. We talked about this from last year, that the task force was formed. It actually began in 1991. The IRA launches monitor attack on 10 Downing Street during a cabinet meeting. Ouch. Yowch. And February 28th, Gulf War ends after Iran accepts ceasefire following retreat. On March 3rd, Los Angeles police officers severely beat motorist Rodney King. The beating is famously captured on amateur video and led to riots where the police officers were acquitted. A cyclone in Bangladesh happened on April 29th, killing approximately 139,000 people. And leaving 10 million homeless. That's unfortunate. On June 19th, Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar surrenders to police. Damn, there you go. On July 10th, Boris Yeltsin sworn in as the first elected president of the Russian Federation. Interesting. August 6th, Tim Berners-Lee releases files describing his idea of for the World Wide Web. World Wide Web debuts as a publicly available service on the internet. That's such a weird phrase. That's such a weird phrase to say. The World Wide Web debuts as publicly available services on the internet. Interesting. Conservative members of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union attempt to dispose Mikhail Gorbachev. Sure. In a coup. I know it's a coup. On August 21st, the coup ends. Coup begins August 19th, coup ends August 21st. On December 21st, Soviet Union formally dissolves as 11 of the 12 republics sign treaty forming. Well, I will tell you what's coming next. In film and television, CBS News correspondent Bob Simon and 4TV crew captures and held for 40 days in the Persian Gulf. That happened on January 21st. On March 20th in 1991, Michael Jackson signs a $65 million 6-album deal with Sony. Damn. On June 18th, Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams is Billboard Song of the Year. And a little band called Nirvana had a good year in 1991 as they released their fifth studio album, Metallica. Metallica releases their self-titled album, Nirvana. Their single, Smells Like Teen Spirit, dubbed the anthem for Generation X. Who dubs the anthem for Generation X? There you go. But also, did you know that Boris Johnson wins Russia's first presidential election with 57% of the vote? Yeah, it wasn't always like this. Say it like that. But there you go. As we continue here on the Drag Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We are celebrating the 1990s through talk and music today. We are back in the saddle. We're easing you back into regular shows. Thanks for joining us. This is the Same As You Remember, Same As It Ever Was show for 1990s. As we continue, we'll be right back after this. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Oasis, Wonderwall there on the Generic Live Radio Show. For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. That comes up everywhere. Karaoke songs for your Sunday. No, that was released in 1995. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We are celebrating the 90s, and we've got to get speedrunning here because we've been on here for like half an hour, and we're not even close to the middle yet. So we've got to get our speedrun boots on. But thankfully, we are at 1992, and we'll be back to regular shows soon. Sorry, we haven't been here for the last month. Things have just gotten insane here at HQ, but you know we are getting back into the swing of things. So thank you for sticking by us. We are doing the Same As You Remember, Same As It Ever Was 90s editions. We did the 80s editions a few months ago, but now we are back doing the 90s. 92 was very light. Not much happened in 1992. We have 6 points here as opposed to the like dozens that we had in the other ones to whittle down from. So February 7th, Muscat Treaty signed by 12 countries from the European Community to create the European Union. So there you go. The EU, we start the EU now. On April 9th, John Major elected Prime Minister of the United Kingdom after his Conservative Party wins most of the votes in British electoral history. That's right, it was a landslide. We love a good landslide. On June 30th, South African ANC President Nelson Mandela meets with UN Secretary General in Dakar. Okay. On June 14th, my God, this is interesting. This is actually interesting. I make that sound sarcastic, but it's actually interesting. 386 BSD is released by Loin Joints and William Jones, starting the Open Source Operating System Resolution. Linus Cornwells released Linux soon after. There you go. Linux was born on July 14th. On November 11th, Church of England approves the ordination of female priests. So this is, we're getting into the progression, we're getting into progress town, choo-choo. On December 9th, Operation Restore Hope, US Marines land in Somalia. Film and television in 1992, Johnny Carson's first appearance on the Harvest Host on The Tonight Show. It was on May 22nd. And on October 3rd, Sinead O'Connor. Oh my god, if there's any Sinead O'Connor in this queue, I will be so happy. Rips up a picture of Pope John Paul II on Saturday Night Live. Woo-wee. 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 There you go, that's what I have to say to that. On June 30th, End of the Road, single released by Boyz II Men, cleaned up at the Grammy Awards. They did sing their song. I can't believe that. Such scandals. On November 3rd, I Will Always Love You, the Dolly Parton original covered by Whitney Houston, wins Billboard Song of the Year for 93. There you go. Anything in sport that we care about? And did you know the Salmi people of far north Nordic countries have an official day celebrating their existence? I love that so much. Like, they, oh wow, we're giving you February 6th because you sure do exist, don't you? People that live in Nordic countries, you sure do exist, don't you? there we go. As we continue here on the Generic Life Radio Show, for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We are celebrating the 1990s through music and talk this week. We'll be back to regular shows soon, but we'll be right back on this show right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. That was from 1999. That's right, we are celebrating the 1990s. On the Same As You Remember, Same As It Ever Was, very special episode of the 1990s. We did this in the 1980s, and so I thought it'd be good to bring it back. We have had this show planned for a couple of weeks, but we are back, baby! Nothing can stop us now. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure, as always. We're up to 1993 now, the year of my birth. And it turns out it's the most boring year in history. you think I'm joking. That's actually not a joke. There's actually not much here for 1993, unfortunately. But hey, we live. On April 22nd, the Holocaust Memorial Museum was dedicated in Washington, D.C. On June 21st, English mathematician Andrew Wells proves the first theorem of Fermat. Sure. On September 9th, really isn't anything here, Israel and Palestine Liberation Organization exchange letters of mutual recognition. Sure. Here, I recognize you. I recognize you too. Aww, £10. On September 13th, public unreeling of the Olasco accounts, an Israeli-Palestine peace agreement initiated by Norway? What are Norway doing in their business? Sure. Nelson Mandela and South African President F.W. de Klerk awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Yes, you heard right at the beginning of the show, Nelson Mandela was in prison 3 years previously, and now he's getting a Nobel Peace Prize. My leg is bleeding. That's not healthy. All right. On October 31st, failed military coup in Brumadinho, led by ex-president Jean Persson, includes assassination of the president. Sure. Names, words, English. There's a failed military coup in Burkali. That's all you need to know. And on November 18th, black and white leaders in South Africa approved new democratic constitution. There you go. New film and television. Television, damn. Film and television. Michael Jackson talks to Oprah, airs on ABC, and draws an astounding 90 million people. There you go. June 11th, Jurassic Park, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum, opens, setting a record at the time of 502 million, that's million with an M, million dollars. There you go. And the musical, on September 5th, the musical Will Rogers Follies closes at the Palace Theatre in New York City after 983 performances and 6 Tony Awards. There you go. Remember when we used to cover the Tony Awards on this show? That was fun. We need to do that again. Need to bring that back. So there you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Yes, we are telling you everything you need to know about the 90s and celebrating the 90s through music and talk here today. I'm Dale Campbell. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with 1994 coming at ya right after this song. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
To be with you, Mr. Big, here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you, released in 1991. There you go. We are celebrating the 90s through music and talk here on the Generic Live Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We are at 1994, so we are almost halfway through the 90s, so there you go. Hope everyone's enjoying the show. I've quite enjoyed putting this show together because it's just like, is that when that happened? And is that when that happened? Which will be a huge apparent tell in 1994 because you will see, that's when that happened. It happens a lot in 1994. So, on March 12th, we talked about this a couple of segments ago, but the Church of England approving female priests. They ordains their first ever 33 female priests, finally in 1994, despite being approved in like 90 or 91, I don't even remember, but anyway. On April 22nd, 7,000 Tutsi slaughtered by Hertz in the stadium in Uganda, of course. Oof. On May 10th, Nelson Mandela, 90s was Nelson Mandela's decade, I swear. Nelson Mandela sworn in as South Africa's first black president. Man, again, Nelson Mandela just really, really tearing it up here. Just really making a go of the 90s. On June 29th, US reopens Guantanamo naval base to process refugees. There you go. Here's a big one. On July 5th, Amazon.com was founded by Jeff Bezos in Washington. Yeah, Amazon.com on July 5th. There you go. On August 31st, the official Irish Republican Army declares a ceasefire on Northern Ireland. Thank God. And on November 9th, Dastatium Chemical Element 110 was discovered at KSI Helps Center for Heavy Iron Research. So, love a bit of good heavy iron research. There you go. Movie and music is where it was at. Film and television and music had a big year in 1994. Pulp Fiction was released, of course, on May 12th. Actually, it premiered at the Cannes Film Festival on May 12th. Pulp Fiction starting at the Cannes Film Festival. You wouldn't have thought it would have gone directly to the box office, but clearly not. On September 22, Friends, the TV sitcom created by David Kane and Martha Kaufman, debuts in 1994. There you go, September 22. 1994 in music, Aerosmith became the first major band to let fans download a full track for free from the internet. That is huge. Jeff Buckley releases his album Grace, featuring his cover of Hallelujah, remember that? And My Life, the second studio album for Mary J. Blige, is released, which was then Billboard's R&B album of the year for 1995. There you go. And Harry Styles and Justin Bieber were both born, they were born a month apart. Did you know that Justin Bieber was born on March 1st, yet Harry Styles, February 1st. would have thought that Harry Styles was older than Justin Bieber, but yeah, anyway. The more you know! Wow. Could not get to the system in time. What? Okay. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. Again, nothing's changed over the last month. I just going, ooh, pretty notified. I just received a very weird email. But anyway, as we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Kimberly with you. We are celebrating the 90s with music and talk. We are going to take a big break this time because we are heading into the second hour of the program on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kimberly with you. Stay tuned. We've got more great show coming up, chat. Right after these songs. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Hello everyone, it's Dale Campbell here for the Generic Live Radio Show. Hope you're having fun so far. Now, if you want to support this and everything that I do here at Campbell D Productions, you can over on my Patreon at patreon.com/Dale Campbell. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. .com/Dale Campbell, DaleCampbell. Over there, we've got different tiers that you can select. For as little as $1 an episode, you can get early releases. You can also get exclusive content, as well as your name shouted out on the actual video or on the Generic Live Radio Show itself. Much more for you to go check out over at patreon.com/Dale Campbell. Again, if you want to support loud, live, and independent content, please head on over to patreon.com/Dale Campbell. That's patreon.com/Dale Campbell. DaleCampbell. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to get back to it right now.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
More than words, extreme there on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you from 1990. Before that, we had Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven for 1992. Yeah, two very, very, very depressive songs. back to back, unfortunately. Well, the 1990s be like that sometimes, but we're not like that because we're in our time! Of the program, nice and loud and short. I mean, I could have fit with the theme, but for those just joining us, thank you for joining us here on the Drunk Live Radio Show. It's Dale Campbell here with you. As per always, we have been away, but baby, we're back. We're back with a vengeance because we are doing a special Same As You Remember, Same As Ever was show for the 1990s, and everyone gets to enjoy this now because, again, I don't think the podcast feed was around back when we did the 1980s show a couple of months ago, but someone's having fun in the kitchen. I need to tell that story soon. Anyway, as we continue, because we are in another hour, we get to play this again. This very controversial bumper goes something like this. This is not my show!
Or is it?
I forget. I can't remember. 1974, 1981, 2002, 2001, 1941, 704. Is it the same as you remember? Or is it the same as it ever was? That's right. Same as you remember, same as it ever was is the part of the show normally where we could take 1 year and go back. But this show, we are taking the whole decade and tackling it into a two-ish hour show. We are doing 1995 now. 1995 was a little light on, but that's fine. April 19th, Oklahoma bombing. Timothy McVeigh sets a truck bomb at Alfred P. Mara Federal Building, killing 168 and injuring 500. On May 11th in New York City, more than 170 countries decided to extend their nuclear non-proliferation treaty indefinitely and without conditions. Damn. Interesting. On July 11th, 7,000 Bosnian museum men are massacred when Bosnian Serbs overrun UN safe haven of that, sure. On July 23rd, Comet Hale-Boop is discovered and becomes visible to the naked eye nearly a year later. Yeah. And on December 14th, Dayton Agreement is signed in Paris by leaders of various governments, ending the conflict in the former Yugoslavia, including, oh my god, including other famous presidents of the time and Bill Clinton. Alright, for this first one in music and television, I've got a little something for our Spanish friends out there.
Estrenos de CNN en español. Estrenos de CNN en español.
Yes, that again is...
Estrenos de CNN en español.
And there you go. I'm not going to tell you what that is because it is, it's related to that. On October, that was on August 3rd, was, on August 3rd was this.
Estrenos de CNN en español.
There you go. On October 3rd, former NFL run back, broadcaster and actor OJ Simpson found not guilty of Nicole Simpson and Ron Coleman in Los Angeles, California. That's right. This was in the 90s. So God save the queen, please. And on November 22nd, Toy Story was released. There you go. Bork released her second solo album. There you go. Battle of Britpop rival bands Oasis, which we heard earlier, and Blur released singles on the same day. That's interesting. And a British band Oasis, we heard Wonderwall off this album earlier. What's the Story? Morning Glory sells a record 347,000 copies in its first week. Damn. That is a lot. And that song is still so iconic to these days. Some of these songs I listen to and go, really? Well, that was from the 90s? You still hear those today. But anyway. I also listen to a lot more radio than what I used to, so... people are asking what this was.
Estrenos de CNN en español.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Alright, cool. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We're tackling 1996. We are celebrating the 90s through music and talk. As we continue, thanks for joining us on a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We are back in the saddle, and it feels so good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the song. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. More great show coming at you.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's here on the Generic Live Radio Show. For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. That is from 1995. Breakfast at Tiffany's. I love the Breakfast at Tiffany's song. It's such an iconic, just a fun little ditty, right there. No one talks like that. If anyone talks like that out there, I am so sorry for you. Just want to put that out there. That's a nice little ditty right there. Thanks for tuning in, Austin. It's Derek over here with you. I'm not used to talking for an hour and hours consecutively, but hey, here we are. We're back in the saddle. We're good to be here. I'm kind of glad I am doing a little bit of a lighter show because I don't think I could do a regular show right now. But anyway, let's continue. 1996 time, ladies and gentlemen. On July 3rd, again, we got another light here. On July 3rd, UK House of Commons announced the Stone of Scone, aka the Stone of Destiny, used in the coronation of the Scottish and subsequently the English and British monarchs, will be returned to Scotland after 700 years. Interesting. A rock is part of the highlight reel of 1996, apparently, so there's that. On August 23rd, Osama bin Laden issues a message entitled A Declaration of War Against the Americas Occupying the Land of the Two Holy Places. Oh boy, we're getting rowdy in here. On August 26th, US President Bill Clinton signs welfare reform into law, representing a major shift in welfare policy. They're the actual news stories. There's three news stories of 1996. But... film and television and music all had good weeks. On February 23rd, Trainspotting opens. On March 8th, Fargo opens, and on July 21st, The Daily Show, hosted by Greg Gilborn, premieres on Comedy Central in the US. On January 29th, the 6,138th performance of Cats is held in London, surpassing the record of Broadway's longest running show at Chorus Line. There you go. On July 8th, British girls group Spice Girls released their debut single Wannabe in the UK. There you go. And did you know that on December 23rd, 1996, was four women ordained priests in Jamaica, first in a 330-year Anglican history. There you go. Dolly the Sheep? Who's Dolly the Sheep? People are telling me Dolly the Sheep was born today. Who's Dolly the Sheep? Is it bad that I don't know who Dolly the Sheep is? Who's Dolly the Sheep? Okay, we're going down this train. He is Scottish. Sure. The world's first cloned mammal from an adult cell. Ah, what? What? Profession. Sheep. This is great. He's called Dolly the Sheep. His profession is sheep. Nationality, Scottish. Why is he famous? For the first time, born July 5th, 1996. Generation, millennial. Chinese zodiac sign, rat. Star sign, cancer. Actually, that's a good point. He would have all of these things that happened in a human because he was made from a human. Unfortunately, he died in February 14th, 2003 at age 6, but 6 years for a, 6 years for a, for a, for a sheep science experiment? There you go. That was a fun little side tangent. Dolly the Sheep, ladies and gentlemen, get that trending again. We need more humanized goats in our lives, not sheep, goats. As we continue here on the Direct Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We've got 3 years left on this very special episode of Celebrating the 90s with music and talk here on the Jack Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Duncan. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
No. This. Couldn't get to the button quick enough. Let's get loud. Jennifer Lopez here on the Dragon Live Radio Show. For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. I couldn't get to the button quick enough on that one. So there you go. Thanks for joining us here on the Dragon Live Radio Show. I'm baffled by that. Dale Campbell here with you. We're celebrating the 1990s today with a nice little Same As You Remember, Same As Ever Was episode. Just doing, celebrating the 90s. No reason, no rhyme, no reason, the 1990s. We did this a couple of months ago with the 1980s, but now we're back doing it with the 90s. That was so stressful, I did not have time to take a drink of water. There you go. The things you do on solo shows. All right. You think I'd be useless by now. 1997 was a big year. Big year in 97. April 29th, Chemical Weapons Convention of 1993 comes into force, outlaws production, stockpiling the use of chemical weapons along with its signatories. On June 9th, British lease of new territories in Hong Kong expires. On July 1st, British United Kingdom returns Hong Kong and the new territories of the People's Republic of China. Here you go. So returns Hong Kong and the new territories of the People of China. Okay, so it goes back to the People's Republic of China. There you go. We've already talked about that. On August 31st, Diana, Princess of Wales, dies in a car crash in a road tunnel in Paris. So, this is where it gets started. On September 15th, Google.com is registered as a domain name on the internet. The www is that is available on the internet. On September 16th, on Apple Computer Inc. names co-founder Steve Jobs interim CEO. How long did that last? Just kidding. On December 11th, delegates of the 150 industrial nations attending a UN climate change in Kyoto, Japan, reach an agreement to control heat-trapping greenhouse gases. And on December 29th, Hong Kong begins slaughtering all its chickens to prevent bird flu. There you go. on in film and television on March 10th. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, created by Josh Whedon, is on the WB TV network. Single called Just to See You Smile, released by Tim McGraw, is apparently the Billboard Singles Chart of the Year? Sure. And Titanic, directed by James Cameron. The Titanic was on November 1st, was first shown at the Tokyo International Film Festival, of all places. That, you, again, you would think these big blockbuster things that you know and love, they debuted small, which is, I find fun. And it won the Oscar in 1998, but it started at a film festival, so there you go. This year's Did You Know was the same as it was before. Was apparently the lamb named Dolly. Dolly the Lamb Man. Dolly the Lamb is a good side tangent. Bill Clinton. Tony Blair apparently is British Prime Minister. There you go. Alright. Donald Trump and Melia Maples announced that they're separating. That's right. Forgot about that. Yeah, about that. More Dolly the Lamb, please. I want every year from here on in, from 1996 through 2003 or whatever it was, for just to be Dolly talk. Just saying. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, for a Sunday, it's Dow Campbell here with you. We are celebrating the 1990s through music and talk. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back right after this. Stay tuned. Hopefully I get to the button in time this time. But no, none's to telling. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Stop! The Spice Girls there on the Generic Live Radio Show. For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. I did get to the button in time. I'm proud of myself. There you go. We are up to 1998. We've got 2 years left. My goodness, 2 years left in half an hour, so we're doing something, that's for sure. Alright, thanks for joining us here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kimber here with you. 1998 is coming around, and there's quite a lot to unpack here. We're kicking off the year on January 26th, I can talk, with President Bill Clinton saying, "I just want to say one thing to the American people. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lorisky." Yep. 1998, people. Get on it. On February 23rd, Osama bin Laden publishes a fatwa declaring jihad hate against all Jews and crusaders. Oof. Heavy year. On April 10th, the Good Friday Agreement, the Belfast Agreement, for Northern Ireland is signed by the Irish and British governments. On May 23rd, the Good Friday Agreement is accepted in a referendum in Northern Ireland with a 75% voting yes. That doesn't actually tell me what the Good Friday Agreement is, though. This is the problem. Good Friday Agreement is a pair of agreements signed that ended most of the violence and troubles, the political conflict in Northern Ireland that had been eschewed since the 1960s. There you go. Alright, cool. Sure. On June 1st, European Central Bank is founded in Brussels to define and execute the European Union's monetary policy. Exciting. What else? Excuse me. Monica Lewinsky scandal on August 17th. US Bill Clinton admits in taped testimony that he had an improper physical relationship with the intern on the same day. He admits before the nation he misled people about the relationship. There's no misleading. You lied, dude. There's no misleading. You said you didn't on January 26th, and now on August 17th you said you did. Okay, well. And people, we understood that? Sure. On November 9th... More brokerage houses are ordered to pay $1.03 billion USD to the NASDAQ investors to compensate for fixed pricing, largest civil settlement in US history. On December 6th, Hugo Chavez is elected president of Venezuela. And, well, how did that turn out for society? Very well, apparently. if you ask Venezuelans. Venezuelans? Sure. On December 16th, Iraq disarmament crisis. My God. On May 14th, this is film and television now, Seinfeld's two-part episode, the finale, airs on NBC, drawing 76.3 million viewers. Damn. On June 6th, the TV sitcom Sex and the City premieres. There you go. On August 25th, the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That's a weird thing to title your debut album. Won 5 Grammy Awards. She can confirm. This is a fact I can confirm. She did indeed sing that song. I'm just saying. She did indeed sing that song. I'm just saying. Alrighty. Next up. What was I going to say? That's it. Did you know that Mercedes-Benz buys Chrysler for $40 billion and forms the largest industrial merger in history on August 7th, 1998. There you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We are celebrating the 1990s through music and talk. We'll be right back with more show coming at ya right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Fantasy, Mariah Carey, there on the Generic Live Radio Show. For a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We are celebrating the 1990s, and we've made it. That was from 1995, by the way. I've been saying it a little bit, but I just phased. Not the first time on the show. Anyway, thanks for joining us. So we are getting to the tail end of the show now. It has been a bunch of fun looking back on this year, this decade, and go, wow, that happened then, that happened then. It's been fun. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you want me to do more shows like this that are just laid back and just talking through the years, then please do let me know. You're greatly appreciated. GenericLiveShow@gmail.com. All one word, @gmail.com. Not genericliveshow@gmail.com, which generic live show is all one word. But it's not, don't send your emails to alloneword@gmail.com. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine someone having the email address alloneword@gmail.com, but them having to explain it that all one word is also all one word? Meta! Alright, there we go. 1999, big year, but hey, you know, we'll do what we can. Not only did two major events happen on January 1st, my dudes, but the Euro country, wow! It's me headbanging the microphone, I'm so dumb. The euro currency is introduced on January 1st, and it is the International Year of the Elderly in 1999. Two major landmarks to mark the turn of the decade. Just saying. What else happened in 1999? On January 7th, Bill Clinton's impeachment trial begins after lying about the affair. Bah, bah, bah. On February 12th, Bill Clinton was acquitted by the Senate on his impeachment trial. There you go. Closes on March 29th, the Dow Jones Industrial Averages closes above the 10,000 mark for the first time ever. There you go. On April 7th, World Trade Organization rules in favor of the United States on its large running... Hang on, what? I'm reading ahead and I shouldn't be. Anyway, April 7th, the World Trade Organization rules in favor of the United States after its long-running trade dispute with the European Union over bananas. I was not expecting... I was reading ahead and I read it. I'm so dumb. I read it. I was like, the World Trade Organization rules in favor of the United States in its bananas. Oh my god, I'm so dumb. Did you know that the World Trade Organization rules in favor of the United States in its bananas? That's such a fun phrase. Oh no. On a serious note, though, on April 20th, Columbine School Massacre happened, and this is when we started talking about the gun debate. There you go. On May 27th, the International Criminal Tribunal of former Yugoslavia indicates Solobun Mladenovic. Wow, it's probably the best I've done all episode. And four others of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Kosovo. And, by the way, fun fact, October 12th, the day of the 6th billionth, the proclaimed 6th billionth living human being in the world is born. There you go. Is bored. The 6th millionth person is bored. What was it? It ruled in favor of the United States in its bananas. Anyway. I'm just gonna go now. I'm gonna save myself out. Bananas and then Dolly the Goat. There you go. It comes back. On film and television, on January 10th, The Sopranos debuts on HBO. In 1999, music, Millennium, the third studio album by Backstreet Boys, is released. We heard a song from that earlier. On August 31st, Fly, the fifth studio album by the Dixie Chicks, is released. And on November 8th, tenor Andrea Bocelli releases his Scared Aries album, the world's best-selling classical album by a single artist. There you go. Interesting. Yeah. Lil Nas X. There you go. Lil Nas X was born in 1999. So that would make him, what, 20... something. Sure. We're off the train. Alright, as we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Jeff Bezos won the first time person of the year in 1999. Well, damn. There you go. Well, jam. Hot jam. What else happened in 1999? General Hospital. Nope. more people I don't care about. More living memories of Elvis was sold? Sure, that's historic. Historic in 1999. Thanks for joining us as we continue here on the Junk Live Radio Show. More great show coming up. We're going to get out of here. But before we do, we're going to play more music from the 1990s as we continue here on the Junk Live Radio Show. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Man, I feel like a woman, Shania Twain, there on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. 1997 that was released, and I am so glad that this is only audio these days because these last couple of songs were right up my alley. They are jams. They are grade A bangers, as the kids would say these days. I don't know if they would say them back in the 90s. I can't remember what... Jams was a huge thing back then. I do remember that. But I will say, yeah, jams... Yeah, bops is new. Well, by new, I mean from like 20 years ago. But anyway, yeah, jams. Everything was a jam. It wasn't a bop yet. Definitely wasn't a banger, that's for sure. Oh, the birds are during live show back. Okay, cool. But yes, we are going to get on out of here. A bit of housekeeping. Now, we did, over on the YouTube channel, did the Great Burger Debate. Remember the Great Burger Debate from many moons ago on this show? We've done it over on the YouTube channel. So if you want to check that out, the link to that video is going to be in the description to this Generic Live Show. So if you do want to go check that out, you can go to YouTube, or you can go to youtube.com/C/DaleCampbell. To go over there and check out the Great Burger Debate as well. We are working on the Suri episode. Suri is, we're trying to tie Suri down. It's kind of hard to book Suri in for a show, but people have been asking. And yes, we are still working towards having Suri on the show proper. Whenever they're free. I mean, again, it's hard to book them down in order to come on the show, but we are tying that down. So stay tuned for that in the next couple of months. More great shows coming up. We need to do a regular show because the girl's going to spill some tea. It's piping hot, but anyway, we've got to do that. What else did I have on my mind? I don't think I had anything else. Well, we've got another. We've also got another video that we're recording right after this, with a real or fake news game that I might tack on to a podcast at some point as well. So do check that out, or I might just link it like I usually do here. But we've got a Generic Live Show video coming up in a couple of months, and that sort of thing as well. I'm also working on a clip show. I need to do another Generic Live clip show now that we're on the radio, and a new podcast feed as well. We need to do a clip show. So plenty of good stuff coming up for you on the Generic Live Radio Show in the next couple of months, and stuff like that as well. We will not be here next week. I don't think we are here next week. What is... Sorry, I've got to look at the calendar because Easter's coming up and we're not doing a show on Easter. Next week being... No, we are off next week. We are back for 1 week only. We are off next week because of Easter. We are back the week after that. We will be back on Sunday, April 11th with new shows. Sorry for being away for so long. Things have happened here at HQ that I don't particularly want to go into right now, but just rest assured everyone is doing well. We've had to reshuffle a few things, and I've started a new job, and that's been all encompassing. But new shows coming back April 11th on the weekly. From April 11th. I don't know if it's going to be on Sunday, but week commencing the 11th, so it's either going to be the 11th or 12th, somewhere around there, but there will be shows that week, so stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for sticking by us. Oh, I need to play this again. This has been this segment right here.
This is not my show. Or is it? I forget. I can't remember. 1974, 1981, 2002, 2001, 1941, 704. Is it the same as you remember, or is it the same as it ever was?
That's right, same as you remember, same as it ever was. You know, that bumper is very controversial, so there you go. We're going to play it one more time. We're just going to let that run. Thank you everyone for joining us. We do greatly appreciate it. It's good to do a special show every once in a while and take a break from the bad news that's been happening this past month. No. Again, I like to keep things positive on this show, so there you go. You can support this and everything that I do over on my Patreon at patreon.com/dalecampe. That's patreon.com/dalecampe. DalecamPBE. Double L. I am doing things live on the fly. You can go to the YouTube channel, which I also have a YouTube channel, fun fact. You can do that by going to youtube.com/C/DaleCampbell. That is DaleCampbell, capital D, capital C. What was I going to say next? Oh, you can follow my many Instagram adventures over on my Instagram at instagram.com/TheDaleCampbell. That's instagram.com/TheDaleCampbell or at TheDaleCampbell. TheDaleCampbell. I just realized many people are on their phones, so there you go. You can join our Discord where you can get updates on everything that we do here at HQ, including new video releases. If you've got any ideas, drop them in there. bit.ly/DaleDiscord. That's bit.ly/DaleDiscord. And you can support the show and look cool doing it by buying some Generic Live Show merch. The store is back, proudly presented by Bonfire. You can go to bit.ly/GLSmerch. That's GLSmerch. And you can email the show at any time. You can leave voicemails there. You could... tell me your favorite bits of the 90s. Generic Live Show, that's GENERICLIVESHOW @gmail.com. For me, Dale Campbell, that's going to do it for this episode. That's going to be enough. That's enough. And we'll see you all next time on April 11th. So until then, I've been Dale Campbell coming at ya. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.